This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. Last night on the ice, the Jets defeated the Islanders 3-1. Florida shut out the Boston Bruins 5-0. And Toronto defeated Buffalo 4-3 in overtime. The National Hockey League is expanding to Seattle. The NHL Board of Governors has unanimously approved adding Seattle as the league's 32nd franchise. Play will begin in 2021 to allow enough time for arena renovations. The as-yet-unnamed franchise will be the Emerald City's first major winter sports team since the NBA's Supersonics left town in 2008. The owners will pay a $650 million expansion fee, up from the $500 million the Vegas Golden Knights paid to join the league. In men's college basketball, Holy Cross topped UMass 82-78, and Syracuse defeated Northeastern 72-49. Tonight, UConn hosts Lafayette at 6 p.m., Siena takes on St. Bonaventure at 7 p.m., and Quinnipiac goes against Dartmouth at 7. In women's college basketball, UConn defeated St. Louis 98-42. Tonight, Syracuse faces off against Maryland Eastern Shore at 7, and UAlbany takes on Central Connecticut at 7. In the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets host Oklahoma City at 7:30, and the 76ers take on Toronto at 8. Former NFL cornerback Brandon Browner has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for trying to kill his ex-girlfriend after breaking into her home in Southern California. Prosecutors in Los Angeles say Browner was sentenced Tuesday after pleading no contest. Browner won Super Bowls with the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. And the NFL has placed Roy Ellison on administrative leave while it investigates an accusation that he called Bills defensive end Jerry Hughes a vulgar name during Buffalo's game at Miami on Sunday. Hughes confronted Ellison in the tunnel near the locker room following Buffalo's 21-17 loss. And the video of the incident shows him accusing the umpire of using a derogatory term. And President Donald Trump will attend Saturday's Army-Navy game in Philadelphia. The White House confirmed Trump's attendance to the Associated Press on Tuesday. Trump also went to the 2016 game when he was president-elect. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.